Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. Mark chapter 3, verses 19 through 21 and verse 35. It reads, "Then he, Jesus, went home, and the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, 'He has gone out of his mind.' Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus' whole being and ministry were radical. He exemplified radical invitation by inviting the poor, the lame, sinful, and unclean to be near him. He is the example of radical hospitality for the friend, and even more so for the stranger, by eating with tax collectors and feeding 5,000 strangers on the side of a hill. His earthly family, neighbors, and childhood friends had good reason to think he had lost his mind, or in other translations, he was beside himself, simply because Jesus' life revolved around another center than that of those around him. For Jesus, the center was God's will, as we hear in verse 35. Jesus walked among us to show us a different center, one that is focused solely on God's will. Many of us find ourselves in the very real struggle of God's will versus our own will. At the heart of today's passage, those who follow God's will above their own is not only the brother, the sister, and the mother of Jesus, but are also living through their truest and deepest selves. I invite you to join with me today in reflecting on how ready we are to follow God's will over our own. What is at the heart of this struggle between God's will and our own will? Is it fear, doubt, distraction? How could God not care for us if we are doing his will? Maybe we are expecting one outcome, and God's plan is very different. Are our expectations preventing us from being our true selves? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 97 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Lord's Prayer in the right-hand column. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.